bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of former President Donald Trump, allowing him to appear on the ballot in Colorado in the upcoming election. All 9 justices sided unanimously with Trump, which will impact the efforts of several states to remove the Republican nominee favorite off of the ballot. The court considered Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, which bars former office holders, quote, engaged in insurrection, from holding public office again. In laying out their reasoning, the court stated that only Congress, not the state, can enforce Section 3. Otherwise, voting would lead to chaos. Covering the story for the New York Times, Abby Van Sickle takes a direct quote from the ruling, which the court states, "The disruption would be all the more acute and could nullify the votes of millions and change the election result if Section 3 enforcement were attempted after the nation has voted." This ruling ends a near 6-month struggle by Colorado lawmakers to petition to remove Trump off of the ballot in the state. Haiti has declared a state of emergency after gang violence jailbreaks. Armed gangs stormed 2 prisons in the Port-au-Prince area, resulting in 3,700 escaped inmates and 12 dead. This was a statement by the gangs to try and force the resignation of Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who had traveled abroad during the time of the jailbreaks. The gangs control roughly 80% of the capital city. The U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince has urged citizens to leave the country as soon as possible, with the French Embassy closing visa services as a precaution. Former Prime Minister and political opposition to Henry, Claude Joseph, spoke with BBC on how Henry's refusal to step down on February 7th has resulted in the violence. He is quoted saying, "He agreed to step down on February 7th. Now he decides to stay, despite the fact that there are huge protests throughout the country asking him to step down. But it's unfortunate that now those criminals are using violent means to force him to step down." It was showtime for the final time. Professional wrestling legend Sting retired last night at the All Elite Wrestling pay-per-view event, Revolution. Sting defended the tag team championships with partner Darby Allin in an off-the-wall tornado tag team match against rivals Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, better known to fans as the Young Bucks. After a touching entrance tribute and a slobber knocker of a main event that saw broken tables, chairs, even some combatants going through panes of glass, Sting and Darby's resilience against the Bucks proved invaluable, as Sting tapped out the challengers with his patented Scorpion Deathlock submission hold, retaining the championships and retiring with a perfect AEW record of 29-0. Sting debuted in professional wrestling in 1985 and has wrestled in every major North American promotion from WCW, TNA, and even WWE. I think I speak for all of us fans when I say, thank you, Sting. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by The Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.